This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
I hope this oil change does not happen, does not take too long. And I always wait. I there's never a time where I don't do this. And I'm like, I got time. And then before you know it, it trickles down to 4%, 3%. I'm like, all right, now I have no choice. Now I have to do it, no matter what my schedule says. So I got to go today to Cadillac. They're always great with this, so I'm not worried. But I want to make sure I'm home as soon as possible. I want to watch Fairfield Little League. Do you guys follow in this story? The Fairfield, Connecticut team? Oh, my God, it's awesome. They're 3-0. I think they're 2 wins away from getting to the Little League Championship World Series. I mean, they are fun to watch. I watched them the other night. We've actually been following it. You know, we usually do. And they just blasted South Dakota. I think it was Sioux Falls. And they were running wild on them. And there was actually, you know, some stuff I saw on social media like, well, it's Little League. Maybe they shouldn't do this. And what I'm talking about, and you know, where the play's not dead until the pitcher gets the ball and gets back on the rubber. Then you have to stop running. But what they kept doing, and hey, if you can't stop it, then I'm going to keep doing it. I don't blame Connecticut. I keep doing it. Where they would get a base hit. Say the say there's a man on first. They get a base hit to like center or right, and the runner on first was able to get to third base. Well, when the kid who hit the ball would get to first base, he would just be dancing. And I felt bad for the pitcher because he obviously wasn't used to this. And I felt bad for South Dakota because it happened like 6 times in a row where now the kid's just, he's tempting him. All right, hey, run at me and I'll sacrifice myself for the out. While you're doing that, my buddy at third base is racing home. And it was a whirlwind, man. It was like watching the Roadrunner just Bow Fox, Wally, Coyote.
It's like what teams do to the Yankees.
Take it easy, buddy. It's not that bad. It's not that good, but it's not that bad. No, they're a great story. And I think the last time Connecticut went this far was Trumbull, I want to say, in like 1989. And they got some kid. I mean, all the kids are playing well. They're a stud pitcher, Italian kid. I'm forgetting his name. Kid's got swag, throwing juice. I mean, he is just... I love watching these kids with all their armbands and their beads and their chains and their eye black and their fancy bats and their cleats. Now, it doesn't matter if you can't play and you look like that, but they are delivering. So shout out to Fairfield, Connecticut Little League team. They're playing Nevada. I believe that that's Summerlin. And I think, because I remember Bryce Harper got there, and I feel like it's Bryce Harper. It's either the town that he played for that went really far back in the day or a town that was right next to him or that he played against, whatever. Nevada's going to be tough. But hopefully Connecticut can keep going here. It's 105 here. It's BT and Sal. 888-808-1019. What? What? I mean, don't. Again, the timing. The timing is good as... God. I mean, all right. BT and Sal show on the Fan. Brought to you by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers. Cadillac, the official luxury vehicle of the New York Mets. I mean, the timing is just atrocious.
You could have weaved it into the oil change conversation.
No, that I could have if you would have told me. I got 37,000 reads here today
it
without
is written
Sal.
On the show sheet.
Huh?
It's written on the sheet.
I'm not saying it.
And I reminded you before the update ended.
No, hold on. Well, did you?
Yes.
I was doing some research on the Fairfield team. I wasn't paying attention. I mean, listen, I have said, and you guys have done a great job, and listen, I'll point the thumb at my chest if I have to. My mistake. Okay, great. But you got to admit, when this means business is good, there's a lot of reads. And when it's one person, it's a lot. So I apologize. Will you ever forgive me for not doing the read in real time? I mean, how about you tell me when, I don't know, there's a little... Just when the caller's talking, let's go to Mike in Fairfield. Mike, you're on the Fan. Hey, BT, by the way, Cadillac read. When I'm not speaking, is that possible? It's National Radio Day, Dove, right? And by the way, Dove, of anybody that is celebrating National Radio Day, nobody has been in the trenches longer than this man. So while I'm having fun with you, you have truly made a career out of this amazing medium. I mean, 40, 50 years? I mean, you've been in forever, dude?
Almost 40.
Hey, you think you know how to do it by now in terms of talent. Tell the talent went to read something. Almost 40. That is absolutely wild. God bless you, man. Good job on that, not on the read. All right. 888-808-1019 is the number. Let's get, let me see here. Let me get Clem up in Rockland. Clem, what's cooking?
Yo, a couple things. My daughter, we're bringing her to Fairfield. She's going to be a freshman at Fairfield University. So we went last week, the other day, to like some introduction, man. The town is popping, dude. All the bars, man. It's crazy, man. Definitely rooting for Fairfield.
Oh, my God. Well, now a couple things here. Number one, hopefully you saved a lot of money, Dad, because Fairfield ain't cheap. Number one.
84 G's a year, man. I did not save money. I'm frantic. And I got three other kids in the pipeline. So
I'm hoping
one of them wants to take over my business and... It's tough, BT.
$84,000.
Stop it, too, guy.
So that's the bad part. The good part is that she has been raised well because it's a great school. Fairfield, beautiful campus, great academic school. She's going to have a blast. So did you actually drop her off yet, or you said that was last week?
No, the 29th. We went for like some introduction thing, you know.
Oh, I got you.
Get situated. Right, so the 29th, we actually dump her off, man. And it's going to be heartbreaking, but it's only an hour away from where I actually... My backyard is Muncie. When that guy called before, he said Bergen County. I go, oh, wow, there's another Muncie in Bergen County, but it's actually the one in Rockland County.
It's Muncie. Yeah, I got you. All right, what you got there, Clem? Go ahead.
All right, so the Mets, man, as far as the season, man, it's like up and down. Who knows where it's going to end up, but is there any scenario where they get rid of Mendoza or Stearns? But before you go, BT, I know very quickly you don't want to hear about my life, but I was just up in Cooperstown with my son.
Okay.
I can't wait for you and Colton to go, man, and share the stories, man. The experience is priceless. And he, because of his age, he gets to go back again. So I'm looking forward
next year. It's on the radar, man. You know, it's funny. All these, I can't wait. That's when they're 12, generally, the kids. So it's going to be awesome, but it also means he's 12 and he's no longer 10. You know, so I'm not looking for to keep flying, but I know that's going to be a blessing, no doubt.
Hey, that play, though, man, you're talking about in the Little League World Series. We do that in softball. Don't you coach your daughter's softball team?
I do.
We do that. Everybody in softball, everybody does that play, man.
Well, like, we don't do that, Clem. We don't do that play in rec. I coach my daughter's rec softball team. We don't, you know, I understand I got thrown out the one game, but I'm not a lunatic. Like, I'm not looking to go there and win 15-0 in rec. So I don't do that with the girls. No, but with the travel team, we do that. Listen, if you're not buttoned up and you're not on the rubber and somebody's sleeping, take the extra base. Now it's not real baseball, but it's a loophole that you can exploit. And it doesn't mean you're doing anything below board. It's just it's aggressive. And yeah, some parents don't love it. I understand, but you know, a lot of people are taught that way. See, at least in my mind, and what I'm referencing is, and what we're talking about, kids just tuned in the other night. So Fairfield's playing Nevada at 3 p.m. today, and if they win that, they go, they're basically there for the championship. They're knocking on the door, and they just did that where continuously, you know, dancing off first base with a runner on third, trying to get the pitcher to bite, commit to him, or throw to first, or throw to second. If that happens, bang, runner from third scores. Now, I can understand why, especially when it's like the score's getting a little bit out of hand, then you might want to dial it down a little bit in general. I'm not even talking about Fairfield. So I could see that pushback, right? But you're in the Little League World Series. You try to win, number one. Number two, not by abandoning, you know, ethics and morals, but you want to win. But what I do think it does is when it becomes real baseball, now you have aggressive base runners in the more conventional sense. Should I stretch this to a double? Well, let's find out. Can I score from first on the double? Let's find out. Like, you're just used to running. You know what I mean? But I get it. $84,000 for college for 1 year. That's even more than I thought. I keep up on that stuff. My God. Let me get Mike in Tom's River. Mike.
Great to talk to you, BT. It's interesting. You said Kings Plaza before.
Yeah.
1969 and 70, I went to Kings Plaza. I lived right in that area, I'll tell you. And they had this big line there. And sitting at three individual tables were Clive Frazier,
wow,
Mike Reardon, and Dick Barnett.
Wow.
One of them gave me their autograph. And the coolest thing was,
wow,
I happened to be disabled. And Clive Frazier, when he signed for me, he didn't acknowledge it, which was great. He so badly did not want to be there. He had no interest at all. And it was like, he is by far my favorite Nick. I'm 72, my favorite Nick of all time, all doing that. So I wanted to pass that because you said Kings Plaza, and I was living in that area when it was built.
Where were
from
you?
From my window in my apartment, I could see Kings Bay Little League. Didn't you play at Kings Bay?
No, I didn't. I know the field right off the Bell Parkway, right by right off Knapp Street. I never played there. Nice field,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, Knapp Street. Yeah, but not right off the, about a mile off.
Yeah,
the
yeah, yeah.
Here's,
yep,
what
yep.
I wanted to call about, because what I was so hoping you guys would ask Spoon yesterday is Michael Kay talked the night before about how Fried's spin rate was drastically down on all his pitches. And you can't explain that away with, oh, he's going, you know. And I would have loved to hear what Boone said about that, you know?
Yeah. Well, I talked to Boone. Thanks for the call there, Maya. That's a great Clyde story. That's awesome. 1969, wow. And by the way, I'm sure Clyde didn't go for free. I'm sure he got, at that point, probably maybe $500, whatever it was, to go and do it. But he sounds like he did the right thing, which is not a surprise because Clyde is just, he's amazing. So the spin rate, I mean, I don't want to get too wrapped up in that, but I what I've heard is that he's become a little cutter happy, a little cutter reliant, and I don't know, is that because the other stuff, the metrics on some of his other pitches, he's got like five or six pitches, as we know, and if those numbers are down based on the spin rate, maybe he's bypassing that, he's going to the cutter, which he's definitely, throwing more than he has been or should. And he's becoming predictable. And there's a pattern that hitters have picked up. And, I mean, he's got really good stuff. He ain't Randy Johnson. I mean, so, you know, Randy could say, hey, it's coming, and you could probably still not hit it. And you're not getting that from Max Fried, but he's got to wake up. I mean, if Max Fried does not wake up and pitch much better, I don't know how the Yankees win the division. I'm not even going to go nuts like talk World Series. Like, they need him to be Max Fried to win the division. They need that. He has been really shaky. Rami, what, 10 starts?
I would say it's more 10? Than that. I would say it's almost 15. If you look
almost
back,
15,
when he had a 1.29 ERA on May 30th, his second to last start in May, his last start in May, when he had a 1.29 ERA, since then, it's been 5. I'll get you the exact numbers right now. I did this recently.
Okay, no, I can tell you were diving into some numbers, which I appreciate. Initially, that sounds too long, but it's definitely at least 10. And there were, you might be right on this, because there was definitely a point where the ERA and the whip was still, like, amazing. And I'm sitting there saying, yeah, he's been, like, after a start or two, he's been good, but not quite the guy that we saw for the first however many. So do you have it? Did anything pop up or no? Not yet.
Yeah, I have it here. Yeah. So it's 14, his last 14 starts, he's pitching to a 5.01 ERA. And the whip, I don't see that.
Yeah, big 1-2, 1-3. Yeah, but Rami, here's the thing, though. That's a broad snapshot. And so 14 games, I mean, those three or four awful games are going to balloon that ERA. So, I mean, he had a couple. What I'm saying is it hasn't been 15 straight bad starts.
No, it's not 15 consecutive.
That's what I'm saying.
But if you look at it, that goes back. The first one is The first one's against the Dodgers, where he goes five innings and gives up six runs.
Yep.
So that starts that stretch.
Gotcha.
And then, yes, he had a couple, really some solid starts, but no great starts since then. And then the last few starts, you're looking at four runs, yep. three runs, four runs, six runs, four runs, four
walks.
Runs, four runs, seven runs.
Walks.
I mean, yeah.
And his walk rate has gone through the roof compared to where he was. So I'm not pushing back too much. I just wanted to make sure we had that buttoned up. Good job. 888-808-1019. Let me get, how about Jeff's in New Haven, Connecticut. Jeff, BT and Sal.
BT, what's going on, brother?
Hey, Jeff, what's going on, dude? How you feeling?
Yeah, not bad. So I'm from Connecticut, obviously, and I, you know, love the Fairfield team, watching them play. I have an issue with the Little League World Series and their modified double elimination bracket. I just wanted to kind of get your opinion on it.
I'll try to help if I can. Go ahead.
Connecticut's 3-0.
Yep.
And if they win today, they're in the U.S. Championship.
Yes.
And they haven't lost. They're 4-0.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the team that they're going to play already has one loss, whoever makes it there on Saturday, and they beat Connecticut. Connecticut's out. I've always had a problem with that, you know, with the modified double elimination. Don't you think whoever makes it there on Saturday should beat the 4-0 team twice?
Yeah.
What do you thought?
Yeah, I do. It's inconsistent. You know, I don't want to get too into the weeds of Little League here, but no, that's true, where you know, you start out, it's double elimination, you win, you're in the winner's bracket, you lose, you're in the loser's bracket, you lose again, you go home, you win, you keep staying. And if you start in the winner's bracket and then lose a game, now you're in the loser's bracket, but if you win, you remain alive. So it seems incredibly unfair and really inconsistent, like, to his point. Well, hold on a second. So if they beat Nevada today, but then they lose the next, which I think might be Saturday, like the next game for the domestic final, but that's only one loss, and they're out. Well, that's not fair, because I thought it was, but that's why it's modified. I think a lot of it has to do with pitch count. I think they're probably just getting to a point where they're like, all right, we can't have these kids pitch all the time. I don't really know. Tim's on Long Island. What's cooking, Tim?
Hey, I wanted to talk about that spin rate. I think maybe they're holding back a little bit because of that blisters, and maybe in the playoffs they'll start snapping it back again.
Yeah, I might. I mean, but, you know, he's not a robot. So if that's the thought, and I don't really believe that myself, that it's either preemptively, maybe it started to avoid the blister worsening. And based on what the caller's saying, you know, maybe this is his way of preemptively having it not come back by, you know, not throwing certain pitches. I don't know. All I know is, all right, that doesn't exactly make me feel great, where you abandon some good pitches, and then, all right, it's October, let's see if it's still there, the feel. That might be, but it might not be. Let me get John and Cherry Hill. John, BT, and Sal, what's going on?
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
You got it.
A long time native of Fairfield, Connecticut, lived, born there, raised there my whole life.
Nice.
I played in the Fairfield Little League in 1965 when I was 12, so I'm an older guy.
Hmm?
But one of the things you mentioned, certainly rooting for Fairfield tonight, obviously, but one thing you mentioned was the 1989 Trumbull team that went to the World Series. I don't know if you know who the star pitcher, 12-year-old pitcher, was on that team.
A hockey player. I'm just forgetting his name right now. What's his name?
Chris Drury.
Chris Drury, of course. Yeah, Chris, yeah.
Yeah, Chris was on that team. I also believe Craig Breslow was also on that team.
Yep. There's not many, you know, it's funny, like, you watch the Little League World Series, John, and I remember when I was a kid, I'm like, oh my God, these players have to be I'm just talking about the Americans, like, these players have to be, like, everyone's going to be in the major leagues. I mean, a lot of them don't even play baseball past high school. Multi-sport kids, right time, good group, you know, favorable draws, you're really talented. But it's not a foreshadow of ultimate success. It's just not. Now, Bellinger played there. You can find certain, I think Steve Garvey may have played. Like, there, you could cherry pick a bunch of players who made it, but it's not emblematic of, and I always thought that it was, but it's actually the opposite. It's really a modified version of baseball, and in some instances, very circumstantial. 888, you have something wrong. What do you got?
It's the kids who grew first. It's the kids whose growth sprouts first.
Not always. I think when you look at the kids throwing eight, like the kid from Taipei, you know, a lot of these kids who are throwing mid-70s, even 72, 73 at that age, Yeah, I mean, they're going to be $1.20, and you might have like...
Right, because none of them are the MLB superstars, so they just peaked earlier.
Well, yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. But also, they might gravitate to different sports, like Chris Drury and some others. And, yeah, I mean, listen, maybe they discover girls. No, man, I'm not trying to be crass, but, you know, that happens. Maybe some of them get burned out. Maybe some of them get hurt. Maybe some are better in soccer, football, whatever. It's a full gamut. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal on the Fan. I've got some text messages from JJ about tomorrow's golf outing that I'm going to share with you. Kind of set some over-unders for scores. I'm going to have to come up with Sal's. I've never seen him swing a club. I'm going to have to come up with Mike's. I was doing some research on Mike, and I think he was with somebody with from Barstool that Mike had out at his club, and I believe I saw the scorecard, and I believe I'll have a pretty accurate over-under for Big Mike as well. So we'll do that. We'll get back to the calls. Yanks, Mets.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
888-808-1019 is the number. Get back to these calls. Got some football stuff for you. Obviously, Yanks and Mets showing signs turning the corner. All right, so I try to do this during the break, and I was kind of piecing this together. I think the toughest one, quite frankly, is going to be my partner. What else is new? I'm trying to come up with over-unders for what we shoot tomorrow with Big Mike at the Big Mike Open. Now, I saw something, and I don't know how long ago it was. I wouldn't say the swing looks buttery, but the video that I saw, whatever swing Mike has, works for Mike. I saw him, because they recorded the whole round. I saw him hammering some shots. You know, ball flight distance, I couldn't gauge that, but I saw a lot of advancement of the golf ball which is a good starting point. And after the round, I think it was a Barstool thing, I think he shot 82. Now, was there a mulligan? I don't know. We'll get that report on you know, Friday after we actually play. I'm sure there's some liberties. I hope there's some liberties taken, because I have no interest in stepping on any golf course and actually playing to the rules of golf. Zero interest, because I never do. I don't mean like the etiquette of like walking in your line or talking during your backswing or being a knucklehead. I'm talking about, I'm not going to penalize myself to the degree that maybe I should. Like, if I hit a ball out of bounds, right, I'm not dropping two and hitting three off the tee. I'll never get out of there. Wherever I think the ball went out, I'm going to approximate that, keep it moving, drop it, usually plop it up a little bit so I got a decent lie. I'll take the penalty stroke most of the time. Like, if I think it's a bad break, oh, man, there's no way that ball's lost. You know, how I got Dan or Frank or Scott, I'm not taking a penalty. Yeah, don't take it. You're good. You probably just don't see it. But there's no way I'm playing by the literal rules of golf. I'll never leave. So I don't know what Mike does, but he did hit the ball hard, and he did advance it. I'm going to say Mike's over-under. I'm just going to go off of what he shot, and I'm going to add a half a shot to it. 82 and a hook. Big Mike. That's the over-under in Vegas. Now, I think JJ is pretty easy to read here. And we were texting, and right away, he's my kind of guy with this. Because it's funny, we were talking about music and how I've become much more of a music guy playing when I'm playing golf, to the point where it's almost never not on. And he's like, dude, if we ride tomorrow, I got the tunes. I'm like, I'm with it. I'm like, all right, what are you going to shoot? And he was texting me the other day because he played LBI National and I played there recently. And geez, I sound like Boomer and Geo taking you through every round here. It's much longer. And he's like, I told him, oh, great course. You're going to love it. It's tough. So we've been going back and forth a little bit, really looking. I haven't spent a lot of time with JJ, but I've always liked him. I always liked him, gotten along with him, like him. So I said, dude, what are you going to shoot tomorrow? Neighborhood. And his response was, I'm like, this is the kind of guy that I want to play with and hang with. He's like, with a mulligan? You know, counting a mulligan? I'm like, yeah. I might even count the breakfast ball. He said, 1 and 1.5. So I'm going to work off of his number. Now, I also got the scout report on the golf course. I heard it's very wide, which is good. I've heard it's fairly short, which is good. I've also heard there's a lot of sand, which equals disaster. To me, there is not a more daunting shot on the golf course. And like greenside, okay, you just got to get some sand and easier said than done, but flick it on the green and hope for the best. Like, to me, if I hit my tee shot in the sand on a fairway bunker and I got like 170 to go, like a real golf shot, I got no chance, dude. None. So that's where the hot numbers could creep in. So I'm going to say Mike 82.5. I'm going to say JJ based on his own honest and others. Like, I've heard he's like, he's got a weird looking swing, but when he hits it well, you know, and he's talked about it. He seems to be very honest and a real, not like, oh, I'm good and you stink. I think JJ knows the score of where he's at. Loves the game, but I'd say his passion exceeds his talent at this point, like many of us. 1 and 1.5. Sal, what the hell do I give? What is the over-under for him? Like, I have no idea. Like, you know, he's like, oh, when I get in shape and this and that. Like, I don't think he's a terrible athlete. I played softball with him. He was actually pretty good at second base. Now, you could be a great athlete and stink in golf. I heard from Recco last year when they played with Mike that when he gets into it, he steps on a few. I'm going to say that Sal's over-under tomorrow, I'm going to say 103. And I'm going to say 103 because he has not played. He was supposed to play today to get some of the kinks out. He has not played, I think, since last year with Mike and Recco, which means the short game should be a disaster. That's just the way it goes. You got no feel. He's probably going to be rolling it past or rolling it short. You know, military golf, left, right, left, right. You go from one end of the green to the other. I would think that his chipping's going to be a little bit off here. So not even disrespect. I just probably think about 103. Me, I have no idea. I mean, I don't know. I will be disappointed if I'm not in double digits. Like if I'm 100 or higher, I'm not thinking to be nuts, but I'm not even saying it would surprise me. I would just be a little disappointed. I would say for me, not even over-under, probably in the neighborhood, 95. Like, I could put up a 44 or a 45 on the front and a 55 on it. Like, I don't know. And it could be great, I'll tell you that. So that's the over-under. Mike, 82.5. JJ, 101.5. Sal, 103. I guess if I have to give myself something, I'll probably say 96.5, something in that neighborhood, you know? All right, there you go. Let me get, how about Rock, Long Island, BT and Sal on the Fan. What's up, Rock?
BT, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, man. How are you?
That kid's name that you talk about from Fairfield is Pellegrini.
Yes, Pellegrini. Hard. That's my guy. Stud. Love him.
I watch them, and it's a little hard for me to root for them because they happen to be the team from Long Island, and a lot of those young kids live in my neighborhood, in St. James area.
Yeah.
So I've seen a lot of the parents and everything. So it was but that's not why I called. I called for a professional opinion on Jackson Dart.
You've come to the right place.
What do you like the most that you see? And do you believe he's the guy that could take us into Philly on a Monday night and win?
Not yet. I don't believe that.
I don't mean this year. Uh-huh. I mean in the future.
Yeah, I do.
I mean in the future.
I do.
You do. Okay.
I think they drafted the right guy. See, there's two questions here, Rock. Number one, did you draft the right guy? Yes. I believe that. I mean, I don't want to say unequivocally, but pretty damn close. Like, I am almost certain they drafted the right guy. You know, just his presence at a podium. Obviously, his play, first and foremost here, seems to have a slow heartbeat. He's in a good quarterback room. You know, I just think that it's lined up for him to be the guy. I think he's going to be really good. I don't know how much he's going to play this year. I'm not in a rush. I think there's some element of assurance with Dable and Shane. It's not about win and save your ass. It's about compete, play with integrity, develop Dart, and we'll go from there. And when you're on that timeline, it's a different, like, the goal is still to win, but the things that you do, you don't take shortcuts. You don't just throw them out there to just shut people up and, you know, change the opinion of Mara or get 80,000 people to stop booing, if that's the case. Number one, I think Russ could still play a little bit. I do. I really do. I think he could play a little bit here. But to me, the key is Andrew Thomas. And I said this yesterday. Andrew Thomas, to me, is the most important and the most indispensable New York football player either team. It's nobody else. It's not Abdul Carter. It's not Sexy Dexy. It's not, you know, Q for the Jets or Sauce or Garrett. It is Andrew Thomas. Because when Andrew Thomas plays, the Giants resemble the functional offensive line. And in certain times, better than functional. Obviously, that's just the low point or the starting point. And that allows them to look like a functional football team. When Andrew Thomas is not there, they disintegrate into a mess that is just gross to watch and easy to beat. So to me, it's Andrew Thomas. You know, he really is that guy. And, you know, I heard Tiki and Loogie talking about this yesterday. He's talking about Linz Frank and that delicate, you know, the joints in the foot and all those little tiny bones. Like, you know, the hands and the feet have the most bones in the human body, little teeny tiny bones that you don't think would really hurt that much. But a big-bodied left tackle who's had foot issues and hamstring issues before that. Remember he got hurt right away? I think it was Dallas a couple years ago. Like, that worries me. But Andrew Thomas is a certified superstar. And he can, I don't think there's that, even Russ, I don't think anybody can change the ceiling for the Giants more than him. 888-808-1019, BT and Sound on the Fan. NFL Talk on the Fan brought to you by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast.
With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off. Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Manny's in Brooklyn. Manny.
What do you think the difference between the best manager and the average manager is? Games won, why?
Not much. As a matter of fact, I don't know if you heard this yesterday, which is why you're asking, but I told the story, I brought this up to Sal yesterday. So I remember a moment, I was working in Detroit. You know, I still kind of learned my way. How do you walk into a clubhouse? How do you ask questions? You know, it's a little nervous, even though I was confident, I was nervous, whatever. And I remember after one of the days, I saw Jack Morris sitting on a bench. And I'm like, I got to go talk to him. And he told me that he thinks that, in his opinion, I can't quantify this, but his experience, which was pretty vast, that the most managers really contribute to zero wins over the course of 162. Now, you'll have your bad managers who probably contribute or attribute to either one, roughly five losses. And in his estimation, like, you know, Sparky and Leland and La Russa, a few others, that they generally give you about five or so on the plus side. All right, so that came up. Obviously, somebody wanted to get some answers on that. I happen to have a story with the Morris thing and was able to make it work there. So we got about 10 minutes. Let's get the calls back to you guys here. Evan and Tiki coming up next. 888-808-1019. Coco in Manhattan. Take it away, buddy. What you got?
Hey, BK, I'm just want to make it quick, right? I'll have a few questions for you. The 10-2 spot is really a great spot. You guys are better together and even great when you're by yourself. So that being said, right?
Yeah.
Right. I want to ask you a few questions, right? That double standard between Alonso and Volpe. I mean, you love Volpe, which is right. Mm-hmm. I agree with you when you said his base mistake does not really affect his game because he's been hitting home runs.
Yeah.
At the same time, we got Pete Alonso who has 253 home runs, right, with the record right now.
Uh-huh.
And I'm listening to him saying, oh, I don't know if it's going to hold good. They should not resign him. Sal, did I get this wrong when he said your dad was a Mets fan or used to take it to Mets games?
No, I said, yeah, my dad's a Mets fan. Well, my dad's a Dodgers fan growing up and then right, obviously
so,
a Mets guy.
So I think you really hate the Mets.
What?
I want to ask you a question. Who's the better faceman right now in the National League?
Who's the better what?
Pete Alonso is the best first baseman in an NL.
Pete's having a really good season. I'm not sure what you want me to say.
He's better than Bryce Harper. He's better than Freddie Freeman. And
okay.
He's better than your guy, the guy from the Braves.
Olsen's pretty good.
One second, BT.
I got you.
There was a caller who called you. His name was Frank. And he said something about David Stern.
Yeah.
As far as me, he hasn't done anything for me. He left Milwaukee. Milwaukee's right now the best team in baseball. And he's never signed any Met that I could point to, right? So his biggest challenge.
Did he sign Sean Manaea? Did he sign Manaea?
Well,
Coco, he signed Manaea, man. He signed Manaea. Did he sign Iglesias a year ago who had 400 in Queens, which, by the way, was a Mets club record for batting average at home? Yes. I mean, now, you can quantify the batting average. You can't quantify chemistry. Why do you think part of the reason was the Mets had great chemistry a year ago? A large chunk of that was coming from Iglesias. Now, Stearns has had a lot of mistakes as well. Montas, disaster. You know, the Wendell thing comes up, but that was quick. 1 year, $2 million, get lost, you can't play. Winker hasn't really worked out. There's other things I get. He didn't give Nimmo the contract. He didn't bring in Marte. The Soto thing is, he'll never give him credit for that. That's Steve Cohen stepping up like a boss and taking care of business. But remember, Coco, and I appreciate the call, and certainly I love the kind words. Thank you. But you started with the Alonzo Volpe thing. And it seems as if you don't think I'm being fair to Alonzo, because if I, defend Volpe, and why am I lukewarm on a massive contract for Alonzo? Loosely translated in terms of your main point. Fair. That's a fair pushback, but I'm going to give you the reason why. If you guys think this, and Sal says this too, and he's right. If you guys think that this is driven by Yankee or Met bias, I honestly don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you, except that that's never my motivation. Yeah, we have fun certain times. You got to pick the side and do what you got to do. But the opinions, the strong opinions, my true baseball convictions are never formulated by the fact that I had Mattingly posters on my wall as a kid. I can promise you that. So, but the difference with the Pete Volpe stuff is that Volpe's making no money, okay? And I also said bench him. You make it seem like I was saying they should be batting first or second. Now, Sal wanted to send them down. I didn't. I want him to sit. They didn't do that either. Fought his way out of it. Now he's back at a tailspin swinging the bat. He's just been maddeningly inconsistent. Hasn't been good enough. He has not been good enough, period. Nothing else to add to that. Not been good enough, period. The Alonzo stuff is more delicate and much more nuanced because if Pete was, like we said, his first couple of years when he was making peanuts, my God, this guy's an absolute horse, man. This guy's a beast. And like that's when the conversation's about early. You think about those early thoughts of, hey, maybe this is going to be the best Mets position player ever. That's when that started to sprout up. And when that sprouts up, and now you get to age 30, which is where he's at now, and, you enter the market like you did a year ago, and you play first base, and you're a righty, and you're going to be 30, and you're not a fast athlete or a quick twitch guy. My opinions, baseball-driven, were what they were, and they still are. I'm not giving Pete 5 years. It's not worth it. That's me. But to you, emotionally, he is, and I respect that. And not just emotionally, he's having a really good year. Now, Judge got hurt, got to 100 RBIs before Aaron Judge did. That's a statistical fact, That's really, I think, the biggest difference. It's never pro-Volpe blindly because he doesn't deserve that at this point. It's never anti-Pete blindly because he doesn't deserve that at that point and at this point. It's about, you want to give this guy a couple of $100 million? I wouldn't. And by the way, based on the inactivity from the other teams around baseball last year, everybody agreed with me. Does that change this year? And maybe from the Mets' perspective, passes straw. You know how what he means to the fans. Big season. Tightened up some things defensively. Maybe it adds another year on there. Maybe. But it doesn't radically change. You're not getting the Olsen 7 years or 8 years, 168, whatever he got a couple of years ago. Really, the money that Pete turned down a couple, that's never coming back. Never. Let me get Scott and poor Jeff, BT and Sal on the Fan. Hey, Scott.
Yo, BT, what's going on? How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing today, bud? You all right?
All right. So you're talking about playing golf with your boys and stuff like that, but how many times do you hit a drive, maybe late in the afternoon, early in the morning, little dog leg, you know exactly where that ball is supposed to be, you go there, and it's gone, right?
Yeah.
You can't find it. So my buddies and I came up with, we call it the gallery ball.
Oh.
Because we were playing a tournament, and the gallery was there. They'd be pointing right to where the ball is.
It's good.
You don't take a penalty.
I like
it. So you don't take a penalty. You just drop the ball and go from there.
I like that. Now, you got to expand that out to the greens at some point as well. Although, I'm usually okay on the greens. Like, that's where my confidence is. So that's why I'm probably not going to shoot a 112 or something crazy like that because I could putt a little bit. But I like that, the gallery rule. Hey, if there were fans, and we are good enough, why aren't there fans watching us? If there were fans here, they'd say, hey, the ball's right here. You'd have a little official run over wearing that, you know, a little safari hat and little khakis, whatever. Put down that little, you know, like when you put the stuff on your grass, the little white flag, you know, whatever, to keep the rodents off or the dog doesn't eat the poison. And there's the ball. It's not our fault that the gallery didn't do their job. I like that. That is a very, very good one. Do I have time? Yeah, real quick. Mike's in Cottage Valley Cottage. What's going on, Mike? Last one of the day. Go ahead, pal.
Hey, BT. Last week you guys had John Sterling on.
Music off.
And
thank you. We'll be quick. I mean, come on. Go ahead, Mike.
All right. Okay. 1974, they traded Bobby Mercer.
Yeah.
And the same day, John Hadle was traded from San Diego.
Okay.
So I called up. John Sterling was on one of the early talk shows, I don't know, MCA yep. or WOR, something back. This is 1974.
Gotta hurry up, gotcha.
And, okay, and he got all mad and jumped all over me because he got tired of taking Bobby Mercer calls and wanted to talk about John Hadle. I just thought that was kind of surprising, but he wasn't working for the Yankees at the time.
I know he wasn't. He was doing Brave stuff and Net stuff and Hawk stuff and all the other stuff. I know John's career. There you go. The early days of sports radio. Happy Radio Day to all who celebrate. All right. Is Evan in? Is Evan out? I know Evan did a drunk Rico last night with Hoff. He was drunk. I don't know how drunk, but they were drunk. Is Evan in today?
No, he's not.
Evan's out, so he's hungover. Can't handle his booze. See, Hoff, the B-Team South show, you have a couple of drinks.
Well, I don't see Hoff here today.
You're wide awake. That's true. That's true. All right, but he did text me before about something. All right, so listen, guys, have a great rest of your day. Both Sal and I are off tomorrow. We'll give you a whole recap. Looking forward to having fun. I can't wait to hang out with Francesca. I really can't. We're going to have a blast with this. Get you guys some good pictures. Hang out with JJ. Me and Sal doing our thing, whatever. Hopefully we get a couple bars. We got Keith in for us tomorrow. Then we're in for a Friday, one of the last pre-football Fridays. Evan and Tiki minus Evan next. Enjoy your day, and we will catch you on Friday. Bye-bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.